Here's some Stoke FM news for Friday, May 26, 2023. I'm Megan Dooling. The whine of chainsaws can be heard throughout Kaslow on the May long weekend, when hundreds of spectators and competitors flood to the town of 1,000 people to watch the logging sports competitions. Arrive at the fairgrounds and enter a whole world.
Alrighty, those women are swinging those 6-pound razor blades between their feet. If it looks dangerous, that's because it is. But you will notice every competitor does have to wear protective clothing.
This year, there were 72 competitors. Many were local. Others came from places like Williams Lake, Horsefly, Calgary, Montana, and New Zealand. On Saturday, there are events for novice and intermediate competitors, and on Sunday, professional athletes compete.
So these are your professional athletes that you're going to see that are likely traveling the full circuit of the year. They're probably traveling into the States, and a lot of them are traveling worldwide as well. My name is Andrea Hand. I am the chair of Kaslow Logger Sports. I absolutely love when the crowd recognizes these athletes and are just wowed by them, as they should be. These are decorated athletes. These are people, some people that are here have traveled the world, beat world records, own world titles. They are the top of the top. And for Kaslow to have them continuously come back, I mean, it's almost just, it's just so flattering. It's so absolutely overwhelming that they choose us. The big one, especially for the crowd as well, is the Open Unlimited Hot Saw. That one kind of comes with a big bucket of bragging rights. Those machines can be worth upwards of $10,000. And they're not built in your backyard. These are, you know, hundreds of hours built filing these chains. These are very specific people that build and tune these motors. There's a lot of pride in Open Unlimited Hot Saw for sure. You're typically going to see basically a dirt bike motor that's been pulled out. Then you're going to send it to a guy like Dennis Calhoun, and he is going to make this thing run like it shouldn't. You're going to attach a bar to this beast. Oh, they're 250cc, by the way. You're going to attach a bar to this beast, and then you're going to build a chain. And if you're the godfather, Carl Bischoff, you're going to spend hundreds of hours building that chain with people constantly spying on you and wanting to know your techniques. So you need two things for the Open Unlimited Hot Saw. You need a big beast of a machine that runs, and you need a chain that cuts. They have to take 3 cuts within 6 inches of wood. So 1 cut down, 1 cut up, 1 cut down. And believe it or not, this can be done and has been done in anywhere from the range of like 4.5 to 6.5 seconds. That's how fast these things can run. Now, mind you, there's some other things that come into play there. What kind of wood it is, what diameter it is. So there's a few other aspects, but these things run fast.
This year, the Kaslow Logging Sports hosted 5 Canadian championships. Novice double block, intermediate underhand chop, ladies axe throw, ladies choker race, and ladies open unlimited hot saws. Here's Canada's new axe throwing champion.
I didn't hit the target once. So I've been working hard on it, and thanks to Carl Bischoff for some coaching. And
over 70 companies and individuals sponsor the Kaslow Logging Days. This allows them to host the Canadian Championship events and give out cash prizes. The professional athletes get $50 a point. First place is 5 points. And the Canadian Championships get a minimum of $100 a point. Andrea Hand is a paramedic, but she comes from a logging family. Along with chairing the Kaslow Logging Sports, she MCs and competes. This year, she was in 13 competitions.
Oh, that's terrible. Well, let's maybe just go to ladies' events. So I had ladies' axe throw, ladies' stock saw, ladies' underhand, ladies' standing, Jack and Jill. I participated in all the local events. And I also had some intermediate events that I did on Saturday that included an intermediate 100cc hot saw and a single buck.
What's your favorite one to do?
Underhand, by far. Underhand chop. Underhand chop, you typically have about 11 inches of diameter wood underneath your feet. You're going to cut 2 footholds so that you can stand on it properly. We draw some, you know, mildly grade 2 mathematical lines on it. And you're going to open a face in a V. You're going to cut halfway through in a specific pattern with your racing axe, and you flip around on that log and finish it up. There's a lot of technical side to it. There's a lot that can go right, and there's so much that can go wrong. So it's a great event every time.
Revelstoke's last Timber Days was in 2019. It used to be held on the May long weekend too. Now the Forestry Museum has taken over the event. Karen Wadey is the secretary of the museum. In an email, she said this year the museum will host a one-day event on September 16th. Instead of having logging competitions, a group called the Laughing Loggers will come to town and put on a show. Wadey said this will eliminate the need for as many volunteers. Many communities that used to have logging days no longer do.
So the West Kootenays was actually very famous for having multiple logging shows. There used to be another one just 40 minutes north. There was one in the Slocan that ran for quite some time. Our shows ran since 1974. I think there's a lot of reasons why shows start and stop, even when our industry in these areas is logging. This is an obvious place to have a logger sports show. This is the industry that is in this town. It was founded by loggers. That's the whole idea. They just wanted to have a day to have some fun, and then we grew and evolved. And we've been so fortunate for 49 years and running that our committee has changed hands and we've introduced new faces throughout the years, but we've stayed together. Now, I want to say we do have an original face that has been with this committee and or part of organization for Caso Lager Sports. And his name is Kim Planetin, and we still have the pleasure of having him on our committee. I'm 38 years old, and I've been participating in the organization of this show for 6 years. But 2 of those were COVID, so 4 years, if we look at it. And each year, as I get to know my committee more and more, and a lot of these people are people that I've known for years prior throughout my life, each year I am in absolute awe of their knowledge and what they bring to the table. It is so humbling. I can honestly say that every year that I work with them, I leave a better skilled person, not only at organizing the show, but just at management in general. So every year we have a logging truck load of firewood that's donated by multiple companies around. They all kind of share the donation each year. So this year it was donated by Porcupine. It was logged by Sunshine Logging, and it was trucked by SDC Koch Trucking. And one of our most long-term sponsors, George Brinkman, placed a bid on it. And I know he was doing us a massive favor, and there's just no way to say thank you. The bid that he placed on there was above and beyond that our wildest dreams. And he had a intention with it. When we awarded him with the firewood, he said, keep the money and keep the firewood. Give it to the next bidder. So the next bidder was $4,800 that took it home. George Brinkman donated over $5,000 to Caso Lager Sports.
I mean, I feel like in a lot of communities, like Revelstoke, where I'm living now, we know the heritage there, but it's a lot shinier than it used to be. And Caso, I feel like, is more, I don't know, you wear your history so gracefully. It's not like put on or anything like that, I notice. But why is it still important to have this support and carry on this heritage?
So a big part of this is going back to our committee and with the years and years of experience that they have there. Most of these guys are loggers. Glenn Erickson is a lifelong bushman, faller, firefighter. They really put a lot of emphasis on keeping this as logging sports rather than timber sports, and that's the professional sport that's been coined by Still. by keeping this in the logging sports category, it just speaks to our heritage. And it speaks volumes that we don't even need to address or explain. People love it. They see the history. They come for it. The wood isn't perfect. We don't lathe our wood. It's all done with axes. We go fall all those trees. We process them, bring them here, size them. All of the saw wood is sized with axes and chainsaws. This is all hand labor. So the idea of getting a block that isn't perfect for you to chop is the idea of being out in the bush. And you're just not going to see two of the same tree. So just really pulling from that logging history.
Reporting for Stoke FM in Revelstoke, I'm Megan Dooling.
Okay, it is literally spelled different.
That's what you got. Don't worry about it.